Strange Adventure.
There was a deep silence in the dimly lighted halls of the Louvre, for the great art gallery was closed for the evening. The guards had made their final rounds and had locked the doors. Out of the shadows stepped a small, shabby man. He looked furtively about, then walked down the gallery of paintings until he came to Leonardo da Vinci's great painting, the Mona Lisa. Here he stopped, as he had done many times before, and gazed with rapturous awe at the lovely woman of the painting. To him, she was alive, and he could feel the power of her mysterious, bewitching smile. Vincenzo Peruggio, the poor art student and the picture framer, had studied much about the illustrious artist and knew of the 4 hard years da Vinci had worked on the painting. In his fancy, he could hear Mona Lisa calling to him, asking him to take her away from the curious gaze of the onlookers who visited the gallery. He reached up and removed the picture from its place. Carefully, he carried it down the long hallway into a small side door. He removed the canvas from the frame and concealed it under his long overcoat, then took a passkey from his pocket and opened the door. Like a wary mouse emerging from its den, he stepped out into the surrounding shadows. The next morning, one of the guards discovered and reported the theft. Not only Paris, but all of France was aroused. The Sûreté and the greatest detectives of the country were put on the case, but the thief had vanished. 2 years passed. Then, on a bleak December day, a shabbily dressed man knocked at the door of Signor Jerry, an art dealer of Florence, Italy. The dealer admitted the stranger.
Signor, you look very tired, as if you're sick or have just finished a long journey.
Both. I have come from France because I have a great painting with me that I wish to return to its native land. I have brought you the Mona Lisa.
The Mona Lisa?
Oui. I stole it from the Louvre and have guarded it as I would a friend for 2 years. I would not part with it now, but I am sick and hungry.
Well, if your story is true, I'll see you at your hotel tomorrow and bring a prospective customer with me.
The next day, Signor Jerry, accompanied by a police officer, arrested Perugia and sent him back to France for trial. In the Paris courtroom, he was given a light sentence, and Mona Lisa, her inscrutable smile unchanged, went back to her place in the Louvre to taunt other men with the mystery of her bewitching smile. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to Diamonds and Death, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.